ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's less than 100 days now before the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in Paris, and the fault lines in global anti-doping measures are being exposed. There was outrage this week after it was revealed that 23 Chinese swimmers who tested positive for a banned substance were allowed to swim at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. Three of those swimmers won gold medals, and yet nobody swimming in the Games knew that those athletes had tested positive. The World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, has rejected accusations of bias in favour of China, but has agreed to launch what they call an independent investigation into the issue. The findings of that review will be released in 2 months, but that's very close to the Games and certainly too late to restore confidence in the body responsible for keeping the Paris Games clean. Michelle Verroken is one of the world's leading campaigners for doping-free sport. She was in charge of anti-doping in the UK for 20 years, and I spoke with her earlier from London.
Well, thank you for having me.
Michelle, how big a shadow is this drug testing crisis that WADA is involved in now, casting over the Paris Olympics, which is, you know, just months away?
Quite honestly, this is a huge shadow over everything that we've been doing, not just for the past few years, but really since WADA first came on board, because the whole principle behind WADA was to harmonise the regimes for testing, for sanctioning. And this really does add so much uncertainty to every athlete, to every anti-doping organisation about whether or not we've really achieved that.
Well, WADA has now caved to international pressure. This is despite WADA, you know, being very, pushing back very strongly against criticisms that it mishandled this whole operation, described them as completely false. But it has now caved and appointed a Swiss prosecutor to review how WADA handled the China case at the Tokyo Olympics or before the Tokyo Olympics. What do you think of that? Is this review, as outlined, good enough?
Well, there's two aspects to this. First of all, that WADA has recognised that there is a lot of criticism around the world from the anti-doping organisations and from the athletes themselves. So that almost takes us back to, you know, 1999, when WADA was first brought into being, when there was, you know, similar criticism of the world system. But then to go for an independent prosecutor who really probably is more like a home team decision, because it's a Swiss national, and the question is whether or not he will be the rigorous investigator that the world is expecting. And I don't know this man, but I just really hope he lives up to the billing he's got from WADA.
Well, not everyone is confident that it will. The head of the US anti-doping operation, Travis Tygart, has been very critical of how WADA's handled this whole thing. And now he says with this so-called investigation, WADA is, quote, trying to pull the wool over our eyes. And he says a truly independent investigation requires, for instance, a investigation of facts on the ground in China related to this case. And that's not going to happen.
Well, and that is the real difficulty, that once we see differences in the way that any investigation is being handled, and the, you know, introduction of the state police in China was probably a surprise. You wouldn't get state police investigating cases elsewhere in the world, but somehow this is what has persuaded WADA that there should be an acceptance of their facts. And now, of course, how many years after all the incidents have happened, is it possible to really verify those facts? But we're in the hands of this Swiss prosecutor.
Whatever happens now, it seems as though the trust is broken. The whole system, the whole global drug testing system, relies on trust and transparency. And whatever WADA says about its investigation into the Chinese incident, the transparency bit was missing and that can't be restored. So how does WADA reset here before the Paris Olympics?
I think it's going to be very difficult for WADA itself to do that reset. What I'm really appreciating is seeing how many national anti-doping organisations are coming forward to reassure their athletes and building the trust from the bottom, because athletes have given up their time, they've been inconvenienced by the whole testing programme, they've given urine, they've given blood, and they found the system to be failing them in terms of reassuring them that everybody is subject to the same level playing field that we hear so much about.
That's the point, isn't it, Michelle? The level playing field, it sort of seems to be, in this case, one rule for these Chinese athletes and one rule for others. And I think about Australian swimmer Shayna Jack. Her evidence was basically accepted that she was an inadvertent use of a banned substance, and because of that, her time out of the sport was reduced from 4 years to 2 years. Now, she will be there in Paris, no doubt, swimming alongside Chinese swimmers. How is that fair, and how is that trust to be restored, for instance, for Shayna Jack?
I think it's very difficult. I think what we saw with the Shayna Jack case was that evidence was put into the public domain, and we could assess that for ourselves as best we could, with obviously privacy rules applying. But you just feel that there has been, you know, something of a cover-up, because if there is a situation ever in sport, and we have had those previously, FIFA revealed that there was a contamination issue with the presence of a drug in the meat at a major tournament. When someone brings information forward, it allows us to see that there is no cover-up. The fact that something emerges as if we should all treat this and accept it as if this is standard. I think most of us in the anti-doping world say, no, we all have to look and make sure that's a whole plan of WADA, that sports federations, the IOC, then the countries are all sitting there around the table, balancing each other out, looking over what is going on. And that's why I say it takes me back to 1999, sitting in Lausanne, when everyone was accusing everyone and the athletes themselves spoke up and said, look, why don't you all get round a table and keep your eye on each other? And what's happened in this situation is, you know, I think WADA has been found wanting.
Yeah, so it's
and
a suspicion.
That is upsetting. Absolutely.
It's
that
a suspicion,
is really
not
upsetting.
The fact, isn't it? And this crisis, I think, is really exposing perhaps some of those old fault lines too of the global anti-doping system. I mean, you know, there seems to be less trust or little trust between some countries in particular, perhaps given past transgressions, perhaps given bigger geopolitical considerations. What do you think?
Well, I think that's one of the sad realities of where we are in the anti-doping world, that some countries are asking to be trusted more than others, and some are showing that they cannot be trusted. And that does not help us when it comes to international sports competitions. So the athletes now find themselves system against system. They know the countries that are investing heavily in, you know, performance sport. They know the countries that are not testing their athletes as often as they should be. And it is upsetting. I speak to athletes a lot, and they ask just for that level playing field, that starting point where they know everybody else lining up with them has been tested as much as they have been. And we don't seem to have gotten to the stage where we're really able to bring forward athletes verified for competition. We seem to be in a situation where it's still, trust me, because, you know, I've got good PR on this, rather than I've actually got the evidence. And I think we've still got a long way to go to help the athletes who, for the most part, I think, are trying very hard to stay within these rules. And they are finding that whatever they're doing you know, they're seeing other things happening and thinking, why do I bother? And that's when we have lost the confidence of athletes.
Michelle, you're embedded in this world and have been for a long time. Olympic officials say they're doing everything possible to ensure the Paris Games are clean. Each competition venue will have a dedicated anti-doping control space. Tests will be carried out there. They'll have hundreds of chaperones to accompany athletes throughout the process. They'll host training programs to boost the number of sample collection professionals. Is this going to be a state-of-the-art testing regime, and is it going to be enough for the drug testers to outrun the drug cheats?
I'm sure it's going to be a state-of-the-art testing regime, but to a certain extent it's all too late, because the athletes that get to the games may very well have bypassed some of the mechanisms that should have been in place to root out the cheats before they even get to go through the border at Paris.
Is it possible to have a drug-free Games, and what do you think the chances are that Paris will be drug-free?
I don't think it's possible, because, you know, the pressure that can be on athletes to be able to perform in order to be able to either win that medal, and the consequences of winning that medal will have some athletes compromising their integrity. And regrettably, when we look at sport now, we have to have a level of doubt about whether or not these performances are true performances. And that's such a shame, because I want us to have confidence in athletes. But I think that's not possible, because we just don't know.
Let me ask you one final question. Is there is there state-sponsored drug cheating going on?
I've no doubt there is, and it may be caught up in the whole performance medicine programs that underpin many of the elite sport programs around the world, such that we're obviously training our athletes to the nth degree, but we're also making sure they've got a lot more support in there. And, you know, the kind of substances we are seeing suggest that there's a lot of preventive medicines going into athletes, and a lot of management of their so-called well-being beyond that which I think, you know, we'd understand would be normal.
But are preventive medicines necessarily performance enhancing?
Yes, exactly that. If you are on a preventive medication for your heart, to protect your heart, which is the suggestion in the case of the Chinese swimmers or the Russian young skater, then is it that the training is such that you're trying to push the athletes beyond normal boundaries?
Michelle Verroken, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Such big questions. That's Michelle Verroken, who was in charge of anti-doping in the UK for two decades, is now head of sporting integrity in the UK.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.